she can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper for May 15, 2024, episode 88.
Curry and the Keeper.
Hello, my coughing queen.
Coughing queen?
Yeah, I heard you cough.
Oh.
You went,
Hi.
And everybody else heard it.
Hey.
Hey.
How you doing, handsome?
Happy dateversary!
Ah, you remember.
Yes, of course. I could not believe it when I saw the newsletter.
I didn't know if you would know or not.
Cheers me for a second so we can start the show off just right. Bam, there we go. Okay, this may be familiar to you because it's the same one we had on episode 87.
Smells good.
It is. And thank you to our OG Sam and Ye, who gave us the Coravin.
Yes. Oh, yes. Michael.
Because that has maintained it's the integrity. It has preserved the Madrigal Family Winery Petit Chirac, which has pretty much not been touched since episode 87. You're Mrs. Non-Drinker.
Pretty much.
This is the only wine you have had since last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yes. I really don't drink it at all.
This was
really
from Karen and David.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Absolutely.
Not from winos.com, mind you.
No, exactly. That's what she told you.
So what's great is that I could keep the same picture in the show notes.
There you go.
I didn't
Made
have
it
to
easy
change
for
anything.
You.
Yes.
Yes. So 9 years ago today.
We had our first date.
Probably at about this time.
We had
probably
our
six or seven, maybe.
I would say it was around six because
around six.
Our first date was that not at Fix?
It was at Fix in downtown Austin.
In downtown Austin.
Yes.
Yes. And you were already there? No, were you already there?
Yes,
yeah,
I was already there. I was waiting in the bar and the couple next to me, I said, I'm here. I'm first date. And they go, well, if you need us to bail you out, you know.
They didn't know.
And
people.
I said, I know him. I said, I know him. I've seen him before. I've talked to him.
They thought it was a blind date.
They thought it was a blind date. And I said, but thank you that you have my back.
And then they saw me come in there. Yeah, they were like, wow, all right. She's dating MTV guy.
Oh, God.
Maybe not.
No, but you knew the owners of the restaurant, and they were like, "Hey, Adam."
Yes. No, I had it all set up. I said, "I want the cool table," and we got a nice table right there with the high back chairs.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I had everything all prepared, and I knew what wine I was going to order. That was all I had discussed.
You did know.
I discussed it with Dvorak.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
No, I discussed it
and
with him.
Giver Saturn. Saturn.
At the end of the evening, then she'll be yours.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Little did I know.
But
you're on to me.
And we had so much food. I mean, we had appetizers, and then we had the entrees. We had we had a drink at the bar. We had the Moscow Mule.
Moscow Mule. And then we had we pre-ordered the biscuits.
Yes, we ordered the biscuits.
Yeah,
yes, and then we had the.
Oh man, that we need to go back to Fix. We should go back and celebrate
on our anniversary. We would go back.
Well,
there.
After a while, we started going to Trulux for our anniversary. I think.
Well, now we go to Vaudeville. We went to Vaudeville last year, and this year we're not going anywhere.
Today we had burgers on the grill.
And so it was a nice date. And that was when we walked out of the restaurant. Mm-hmm. And you held my hand. You grabbed my hand.
That's right, to cross the street.
And then you let it go. And you're like, you're on your own, girl.
Okay. What I remember was, oh my. She's the perfect length. Our hands interlock at exactly the right place. I didn't have to keep my arm up or down. It's just perfect stretch.
Yes.
Boom, click.
Yep.
Perfect. And of course, that goes along with my favorite love song.
Which is?
I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And then when we got to my car, you just gave me a sweet little kiss. And then I had you locked in after that.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. You were leaving. You went to New York. You went gallivanting in New York the week after our first date.
Of course. That's what I do.
You texted me during that week because you were at a play and you texted me. And I'm like, man, he's with another woman and he's texting me. I got him.
I plead the fifth on all of this. On all of this.
I figured it all out.
In the newsletter, you're like, I wonder if Adam will know what's so special about Wednesday. It's been on my calendar for 9 years.
Aww.
I have a recurring first date.
Yeah.
I also have somewhere, I think like lightning struck. I have, that's in my calendar somewhere
lightning
too.
Lightning struck?
Yeah, it was something. I'm not sure. It's like, it's another moment in our
When we were in the apartment, remember when the lightning came down?
No, I think it was a different kind of lightning. Oh. Just saying.
Just brother.
Saying. But you posted the picture when we came back from the podcast awards, I think, in Dallas, wasn't it?
Well, here's the backstory, because we had been dating.
Here's the backstory. Like Backstreet Boys, only different.
We had been dating. Oh my God. We started dating in May. That was taken in August. And
really? Was it that
yes,
long?
Yes, because it was July. Mm. My sisters knew that I was dating you, you know? And so you did not want me to post anything on Facebook. You were
I just didn't want anything at all.
Get out of here. You had all the other women that you hadn't broken up with.
I had to go break up with some people first. Okay.
That's what I know.
Busted. But I did.
One Nurse Tracy got a little upset with you because apparently she thought she was still your girlfriend. That's the story. We came back from the Podcast Movement Awards.
By the way, hello, Todd Cochran.
Yes.
Todd Cochran. That's how long.
Yeah.
I've known Todd Cochran longer than I've known you, but I know. But that was right. Didn't I get the Lifetime Achievement Award or something?
You did.
Or Hall of Fame.
Gene was there. Gene was there too.
You're right. Yeah. So Gene was there. So Gene. That's when I did the Go Podcasting, the famous Go Podcasting thing on stage. Go Podcasting!
Yeah.
Which is still a thing 9 years later.
Yeah. So here we are.
Here we are, babe.
The big day is on Sunday.
Oh, man. Our vowel renewal.
It's
amazing. I can't say it without saying vowel. It sounds like everyone's vowel renewal.
Well, we had a big wrench thrown into the mix. So I'm a little stressed out.
A little? Just a teeny weeny bit?
I'm a little stressed out. Yeah.
Well, this is unfortunate.
It's your fault.
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I have a knack of being extremely honest when it comes to what do you think of this dress? What do you think of my hair? What do you think of this makeup? And I love your opinion.
I'm
always honest, and I always say this, yes, no, whatever. You had a dress and you put it on, and I went 7.5.
And I actually liked the first dress that you were like, I don't like the neckline. You said, I don't like the neckline. That's exactly the part
that you didn't like either.
I was uncertain about it, but then I steamed it and I'm like, you know, this will work. This will be fine.
You haven't shown it to me steamed.
No, I tried it on steamed. I was like, you know, I could get away with this. This looks good.
You can get away with it. Asked my opinion.
So then you were like 7.5. And I go, okay, I'm going to put on the green dress.
Let's do this accurately. I said, yes, I like this dress. You said, what don't you like about it? I said, the color. It's not my favorite color.
Yeah, the green dress.
But that doesn't mean that I don't like the dress. It's just, I'm colorblind.
So then I've got one other option, and it's kind of a casual dress. I love that one. I go, I'm not wearing that one. So here's...
And then what do I say? I said, baby. Annie Leibovitz has not been invited, so it doesn't matter.
Yes.
Remember, it's you, me.
And God.
And God.
Yes. Here's what such a good friend that I have. My bestie, Annette, went shopping for me today.
She
bought me a dress.
Are you kidding me? Really?
No,
oh my God.
She bought me a dress and she is bringing it. She will drop it off tomorrow, a Friday. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't seem like a...
I saw the dress. It's gorgeous. Yeah. So now it's very simple.
Will it fit?
It's my size, so we'll see. We'll see if it works. If not, I can always take it back. So, I mean, isn't that...
That's some love
there. I'm telling you.
And then Jimmy didn't buy me anything. Hey, Pastor Jimmy, what's up with that?
Well, and then also Andrea offered up two of her dresses, but we all know that Andrea is half my size. Andrea must see me very, very little.
You have the sweetest people in your orbit, babe. You really do.
I know. I'm telling you. So.
But I also heard Annette's Adam shouldn't have said that. But Adam's honest.
That's what I said.
And while we're at it, excuse me, Dame Annette, I have a little bonage to pick with you. Since when do you convince my wife that Costco toilet paper is as good as Charmin? I don't think so. Where did you get this idea from? No. There's a couple of things you just don't change in the house. One is the toilet paper.
It's a forgivable
offense. Keep the lid down. Keep the Charmin rolling.
Charmin rolling.
Charmin rolling. There we go. Okay.
But anyway, I love her dearly. I would do anything. I would do that for her too. In a heartbeat.
What, you'd buy her HEB toilet paper or Costco toilet paper?
I'd buy her
a dress. Is it from Costco or
it's
HEB?
It's Kirkland. It's Costco.
Yeah, Kirkland is okay, no good.
Okay, all right. I'll buy Charmin.
I'm sensitive.
I guess. Your bottom must be sensitive.
Yes, I'm very sensitive.
Anyway, getting back to the bowel renewal.
What did you just say?
Get back to the bowel renewal.
I thought you said something else.
No.
I did
not say that. Yes, okay. But no, everything is set. We have about 60, 62 people coming. Everything is done. I have to do is pick up the cake on Sunday, drop it off, and place a couple things around the room.
So this morning it seemed like it was a little more hectic than that.
Yes, because I didn't have a chance to nail everything else down. So I got everything nailed down today. So now I just got some running around to do. So yeah. So it's all good, and people are willing to help. And
I have not
so
received
grateful.
My copy of the run of show yet. Where's my show notes?
Pastor Jimmy went over it with both of us.
I need a copy, a laminated copy, so I know where I'm. Do I have a cross on this little X on the stage, so
fine.
I know where to stand?
You'll be fine.
Because I'm literally finishing the show, and I'm jumping into my suit, and I'm racing over.
Yeah, you need to try on your suit so we know that your pants
still fit. And I'm feeding the dog
fit.
Before I leave, I presume.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to be with you. We're going to go together.
Oh, we're going together? Oh, I thought you'd already be there, like setting stuff up. I don't know.
No. I'm going with you. But you need to try on your suit so that we make sure your pants still fit.
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't, then tough luck. I'm just going to suck it up.
Okay.
There's no other options.
Hey,
there's
Spanx. You can wear that thing.
That would be hilarious. If I fit into your Spanx, we need to call an ambulance. That'd be very, very bad.
Yeah, no, so we're all set. Everything is set.
I am so excited. Of course, we're not losing sight of the fact that this is really about us.
It's a baptism of our marriage.
Recommitting, yes, mm-hmm. baptism of our marriage. Recommitting to each other in front of God.
Yes.
And I'm very excited about that.
And my
that.
Heart is so full that so many people are going to be here to celebrate with us. My heart is just...
Our heart is full and the stress level is high.
Yeah, for me it is. Yes. You're sailing over here. You're like,
but I keep,
what can I do? I appreciate it.
I keep saying, like, what can I do? Give me a job.
I gave you a job. You got to set up the prayer room for Peggy.
Yes.
You got to do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Try on your suit.
Yeah. Well, that's easy. Yeah. But I feel like I'm not contributing enough.
Yeah.
No, that's what you say. No, is you're doing enough, babe. Oh. Not yeah.
A piece of jewelry will be okay.
Ah!
Tina's kidding.
Look at this wonderful ring.
That's what Annette said. You're so spoiled.
What was it the other day? You said something in the... Oh, it was Mother's Day.
Oh, that's right.
It was Mother's Day. And you say, I didn't get a card from Phoebe. And I'm like,
and the look on your face was like,
was I supposed to get a card
gosh.
From Phoebe?
That was so funny.
No, it wasn't funny. Because
the look on your face was...
You shock me with these things.
You turned gray.
I feel like, I'm always just trying to do right by you, babe. I'm walking on
you're
pins
awesome.
And needles.
Oh, please.
Please,
you're
people,
awesome.
Come, someone save me.
No. Really?
No.
Okay. Speaking of Mother's Day, it was a lovely, lovely Mother's Day. We went to church, and Dame Annette, she did the sermon.
First of all, it was packed.
Oh, it was almost 700 people.
And we had...
That's a record.
And we had a baby blessing, so...
13 babies.
How nice was it to see all those young people with babies on stage?
And
like, God, thank God someone's making babies.
Right?
This, including Roman. Roman showed
up.
Very,
Roman
very happy
there.
To see baby Roman.
Yes.
And now you know we're getting old. We're like, oh, look at all the babies.
I know.
Glad we don't have them at our house.
I know. But yes, it was a beautiful Sunday. And then Annette, and I linked it in the newsletter, she did the sermon that day, all three services. And she was amazing. And I think that, and I think they talked about it. I haven't listened to the latest podcast. They talked about it, right?
Living Up in a Down World is well worth a listen. It always is. Yes. They talk about it, that and much more. The show sounds phenomenal.
because you adjusted the sound. Because
I went and adjusted their sound. But yes.
Her sermon, so she started off with this question.
Yes.
She started off with, what part of your life is Jesus not Lord of?
I think everybody wrote that question.
Yes.
And she talked about
the gravity of her faith and how when she's speaking God's word, how that is, you know, she does not take that lightly. I encourage everybody to go listen to her. She did an amazing job. And I hope she does more.
It wasn't just a Mother's Day message. It was a message from a pastor who knew what she was doing.
Yes. Yeah.
I was blown away.
And people really got to see her depth, you know? Yeah. They got to see exactly how much of her love for God comes through and how much she knows. So it was pretty amazing.
And she said that a lot of people came up to her after every service and men were like, this was great. And women were like, you looked awesome.
Where'd you
great
get your
outfit.
Suit?
When I saw, I'm like, that was a good looking suit. Mm-hmm. I have to admit that she looked great.
And Teresa had texted me I talked to Teresa and Teresa said, oh my gosh, that sermon was amazing. Mm-hmm. And so I texted Annette and I said, Teresa thought you were amazing and loved everything, and she didn't mention your suit at all.
Well, they'd also just been to, Wisconsin?
Milwaukee,
mm-hmm. Yeah. For like a wall builders conference. And man, they came back and they were just ignited. And it shows.
She said it was like drinking from a fire hose.
And
though.
It shows the people that are just the amount of people who are coming to the church. Do we even talk about Hollywood coming to the church? We talked about that on the last show.
I don't remember.
Like, you know, my dentist, Hollywood, all of a sudden he's like in the church with his whole family, with his kids.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing here?
I know.
I mean, don't the Hursters go to some like family church? You got your own church.
What was so funny is
on your property.
Right. Exactly. I turned to Annette and I go, Adam's dentist is here. She goes, which one, Maverick or Hollywood?
Maverick lives now. He lives a little too far. He lives in.
But anyway, so getting back to Mother's Day. So my
excuse me.
Dear friend Brandy hosted a Mother's Day brunch for me and two other women from church and her mom. And these other two women either lost a child or their children aren't around anymore or maybe not live close by. Mm-hmm. And so she hosted a sweet little brunch for us.
How nice is that?
I know. And so I'm driving out to her property. She lives in Albert. And the views from her house, they have over 40 acres. I think
and
46, 47. She's bringing her horse. She has llamas.
She has llamas.
Yes.
Really? Did you see the llamas?
No, I didn't see them, but she has llamas.
That's interesting.
They came with the property. Yeah.
Llamas?
Yes.
What do you do with llamas? Can you use llama wool? I guess you can. I know alpacas, you can use their wool. Llamas, alpacas, kind of the same family.
I don't know. But her view, it's like.
You showed me the picture. It's beautiful.
Not a person in sight. It's gorgeous. It's absolutely gorgeous. So that was.
Yeah. Perfect for ski shooting.
Yeah. So it was a nice day despite not having my girls here, which is fine. But I know I'm loved by both my girls. So.
You are loved by all your girls.
Yes, all my girls. So, hey, how do my teeth look?
Your teeth are beautiful. I've seen you with this blue light in your face every single night for the past week,
which is
interesting.
So I bought a teeth whitening kit from the dentist. I went in to go get a mouth guard, and they said, your teeth are perfect. You don't need a mouth guard.
Even though it's just a vow renewal, there's all kinds of stuff that takes place before this event. You know, I was like, I see what you're doing. You're weighing your food.
I've been doing that for a year.
You're not listening to me when I say I have a little more. You know, it's all careful. Your sister's coming in. The hair's going to be cut. You know, the only thing, I messed up the dress. I'm sorry. Everything else is perfect.
Just one small little detail.
Yes.
Say no to the dress. Not yes to the dress. But no, so I've been whitening my teeth for the past week and a half. And so you do this, like, you put this gel on your teeth and you put this light contraption in your mouth.
I know what's coming.
And Adam's looking at me. He's like, oh gosh, thank goodness you're doing that because your teeth are gray.
No, he said my teeth were gray. No, that's, excuse me. You have to tell it properly with the right timing. He said, do you see the difference? And I said, yes, they're not gray like they used to be. Yeah. It was just a joke. Nanu, nanu, went ram. Come on.
I know. We both laughed pretty hard at that.
No, you cracked up.
You're like, come on. That was good.
Come on, man.
Oh, so what do you got on your list?
I got a couple of things. Okay. First of all, I'm very pleased that I beat Willie two games in a row. And I wanted to mention
this is on the board that Brian had made for him.
I wanted to mention that he schleps that board every single time. He schleps it in. And we play on that board.
Wow.
And he's, so prayers up for William. tomorrow he's having his knee replaced.
Oh, goodness gracious. And, that's a big surgery. So, does he have help?
Yeah. And he said, but he says, I'll be done in 45 minutes and they send me home. I'm like, okay. And so someone will be driving him. But and I said, you know, we're doing our, because I told him.
Oh,
I said,
you did?
Did you get our email? He's like, oh, yeah. I said, you're a mess. You're a mess, right? He says, yeah, I'm a mess. I said, look, we sent you an email. We're doing renewing our vows on Sunday. If you can come. He said, I don't know if I can walk. If I can, well, if you can, you're more than welcome to.
He will not be able to.
Probably not. Mm-mm. Prayers up for William.
Yes, of course. If he's having a full knee replacement.
He wasn't sure exactly if it was full or just a hinge. You know, I said, dude, you're a mess. He says, yes, I'm a mess.
Aww.
So
when he sees you at church, his face just lights up.
We love each other. He's a great guy. We are cracking up.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to say, these chess games, they're funny.
Yeah.
I mean.
Obviously getting really good.
I am, because I'm starting to beat him now. But, you know, the baristas, they come and sit down and they're commenting, and it's a whole thing. There's people who walk by, hey, William, hey, Willie, hey, Adam, how you doing? Who's winning?
Oh, celebs.
You know, of course, now he's the underdog because I beat him. Like, no, this is the American tradition, man. We're for the underdog, Willie. We don't want you to win.
Yeah.
And so Java Ranch, you know, if you're ever in Fredericksburg on a Tuesday, come by Java Ranch at 11. It's a hootenanny.
Yeah.
It's a hootenanny. It's a hootenanny. Here's the question.
Yes.
Does TJ have a kid yet?
You know, he does. He have a son. He has a son.
Okay.
It's on my list. Congratulations to TJ.
I was wondering.
And his wife, I don't know his wife's name. They have a baby boy. And I asked Brian, Sir Brian with an I, what's the baby's name? And he never responded.
So this is now the 27th Dorfel in the family?
Oh, my gosh. I wonder how many.
I don't know how many kids there are. We know Shredward has a new one.
Hey, everybody, send in what you tell me the number of Dorfels you think there are. You know, there's outside 10 of kids.
There's 10 original there's Dorfels.
There's the mother and the father. Uh-huh. So that's 12 right there. We know that TJ now has 5 kids.
Amazing.
So everybody, send in your guess.
Will there be a prize?
Maybe.
A coaster. We've got a coaster. You know, Brian sent this clip. Did you want to play that?
Which clip?
Of how we met Pastor Jimmy.
Oh, we didn't have to play that. No, okay. I think he just sent it for me. Oh,
okay, because I did keep it just in case.
Oh, you did?
Because he's doing a best of for us.
Yes, I know. He's going through every single.
I love that.
Because he goes, oh, I just heard about how you called the adoption agency for your kids. Remember when I told that story?
Oh,
when my kids were bad, and I'd pick up the phone, I'd be like, hello, yes, adoption agency? Yes.
I've got two girls here.
He said that, and he said, I just heard, and then he sent the one about how I met Pastor Jimmy at church. And
it's only 2 minutes.
Okay, go ahead, play it.
What I like about it is... Looking back on, this is episode 88. Babe, give me a high five. 88 episodes.
88.
And I dragged you into at least 60 of them.
What?
Like tonight. You 86, were like,
86 of them. There's only been two that I didn't know I was tired. 86.
If you look back.
We have a lot of good stuff.
This is a fun show.
We have a lot of good stuff.
If you don't
stuff.
Mind me saying so myself. There's some funny stuff that has happened throughout this show.
Well, and the first few shows too, because we were sloshed by the end of the show.
Well, you may no longer be sloshed. Speak for yourself. I thought it would just be fun since he's doing a best of, and we're going to play that on, when is that? When I'm in Holland?
When you're in Holland,
so
yes.
So that'll be the
28th. So Brian is working on it, and he asked you for some stuff.
Yeah, I gave him whatever he wanted. I gave him all the intro stuff. Yeah, was there something else?
Yes.
Because he and TJ are working on it,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. I was just looking at his notes on everything that he said. Oh, I just heard this. I just heard that. This is funny. And I'm like, I forgot about all these things.
There's a lot of our life in this show.
I know. It's
like,
pretty cool.
You know what they say? If life is worth living, it's worth documenting.
Oh.
So let's go back. I don't know exactly how long ago this was.
September 2022.
And so it was a connect group. So they talked about all the different groups that you can get involved in, which I'm going to do. But I'm a little, got a lot on my plate right now. And Pastor Jimmy called me over. And he's like, Tina, he goes, I got an email from your friend Peggy Leiden.
Oh, yeah.
And I said,
how cool
yes.
is this?
I said, I brought Peggy to a service a couple weeks ago. He goes, yes. He goes, she told me about the Curry and the Keeper podcast.
Oh, no.
and that you talk about the Bridge Church. He goes, and I know who your husband is. I remember him from MTV with the big hair.
Thanks. There we go.
And he said, and he goes, and I was supposed to be doing something. He goes, and I was listening to the show and I was laughing.
Oh, he listened to the show. Right. Okay,
yes. And I, he goes, and I was laughing. It's
listen to how innocent we are. Oh, he listens to the show. Now it's like, you didn't listen to the show, Pastor Jimmy. What happened?
So funny. And so we started in on this conversation and very lovely people, he and his wife, Annette. And he said, we have to get together and go out to dinner.
I'm looking
sometime.
Forward to it.
So, yes. Yeah, so I'm.
He's our age, right?
He's my age.
A little bit older.
50s. Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm the youngest.
You're still the youngest.
It was such a lovely conversation. Yeah. And I really feel connected to the group.
So you told him that I watch, right?
Yes. I told him that you watch online and that you do your podcast on Sunday.
He always gives a shout out to the people watching online. Yeah. I always feel very special at that moment.
Yeah.
But that's me and seven other people.
So I really, really felt connected. But and another interesting thing happened to me the other night. I was kind of complaining that I don't have any friends here. Like I have no friends.
Holy moly, babe. Do you remember this moment in your life?
I
have no friends. I was like, I wish they'd stop calling me.
I never say that. Take that back.
Stop taking it back.
Yeah, I wrote that down.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just talking about how, I mean, I have a lot of amazing friends in my life, but nobody lives here. My closest friend is in Austin, which is...
70 miles away.
Yeah, which is Allison. She's but gone. You know, and then there's Letty. And but I have no friends in Fredericksburg. We've been here for 15 months, and it'd be nice to just have a friend that you could go out and
just one.
Have a drink with, you know?
Have a drink when I used to drink.
Get away from the house.
Your husband, yes.
The husbands.
And by the way, completely understand, not that I have a whole bunch of friends here. It's interesting because you say, well, you have this and this and that. I'm like,
women
friends are different.
Yeah,
than
women
guy
are
friends.
Different. Like I wish I had a girlfriend to walk with or whatever.
Oh. And I got a friend out of it too.
You did.
Yeah,
you did.
You can hear me going like,
even though you embarrassed me when we went on to dinner with him, and you're like, "Hey, what? Pastor Jimmy, I love your show."
I still love his show, and I love Dame Annette's show. It was a great show, people. It was a good show.
Yeah, that's
do
going
I still
back.
Embarrass you, babe?
No, not at all. So no, so yes, so he is going through every single
I'm
episode,
excited to
and
hear
he's
that
pulling
show.
Things out. Yeah. And he wanted the intro because he and TJ are going to do something, and so
I'm sure.
I know.
I'm sure it'll be groovy.
I know. I love that because, you know, and then I can use that to promote our podcast. Like, here are little snippets of our podcast that you can, you know, listen to, and you get a feel of our vibe.
You know, you can do that. You can do that with the Podverse app. You can actually make a clip.
I'm not downloading another.
You can also use the Fountain app.
Oh.
You can make a little clip and you can post it on your on your Instagram because you're no longer on Twitter. I'm so proud of you.
I know. I have no place to get my news.
It's not news. It's garbage. There's not.
I'm not on Twitter though.
You're missing absolutely zero.
I'm like, what's going on in the world? I have no idea. We don't watch the news at home.
No, of course not. I mean, why would we watch the news?
I don't look at that moldy newspaper you get every week.
Did the mold?
Speaking of mold.
Even though I don't agree with a lot in the newspaper, I want to support. It's the only thing we have right now in Fredericksburg. It's the only media we have outside of Matt Long, of course, with his morning show.
They're not objective, though, that newspaper.
I know. Well, I got plans.
Yeah. Okay.
I got plans.
But
I got
speaking
I got
mold,
plans for this little town.
Speaking of mold.
Yes. You have back
come
to
a,
me.
You have come a long way, baby.
Yeah.
I have on my list moldy meatballs.
So, what was that?
That's
was that
a good the title too?
Moldy meatballs. Yeah.
You know, so Adam used to have a big thing with leftovers. Like you are 100% better.
I had a real phobia of leftovers. I'm like, is it spoiled? This is not good. I mean, it's something from my youth. I'm sure I had something really bad and I was sick from it or whatever.
I know.
I've even blocked it from my mind.
I know.
It's just, and I said, I got to hang up about leftovers.
So I made you meatballs the other day, spaghetti and meatballs.
Yes, which were unfrozen, which is good.
Yeah, because you only ate half of them, so I froze the rest.
Well, you made 100 balls.
100 balls.
There's another title. Okay. 100 balls.
And so I made you the meatballs. So we made spaghetti meatballs, and you grabbed the Parmesan cheese out of the refrigerator and you sprinkled it, and you looked down and you're like, what is among meatballs?
What's that? It was literally green. It was green, blue mold.
I was like, oh, and the cheese went bad.
And I just start picking it off. And then you're like, should I toss it? Like, nah, it's just mold.
You're like, you scraped it all up and you ate the mold.
Are you proud of me now?
You ate the moldy meatballs. I'm like, dude, you have come a long way.
Yeah, and I lived to tell the tale.
We got it all off, though.
And I think I even said, it's just mold.
I know.
I know.
You got saved many ways.
It's no kidding. I'm so proud of myself.
I was proud of you, too.
So I've been having a lot of meetings.
I know, babe.
God is speaking to me. He's giving me instructions. And there's lots and lots and lots of things to work on. But, you know, Dvorak and I always joke about an exit strategy. Like, you know, we're going to have an exit strategy. We'll quit this show. There's no plan on quitting. No agenda. Not yet. We always joke about exit strategy. And I said to God, I said, God, with all of this stuff you're putting in front of me, is this an exit strategy? And the word I got back was, no, it's an entry strategy.
Yeah.
And the people I've been talking to, when you have a meeting with people, like a Zoom meeting, you know, mm-hmm. it's a business. It's a real business mm-hmm. meeting. And the meeting starts and ends with prayer. Mm-hmm. Dude, every business, I'm sorry, I duded you. Every business should do this. It is so wonderful. And you know, you alternate like,
because you know what, you're like, bringing God into it. God into this. Do you mind if I just
pray over us for a moment? And you know, so I opened a meeting, and then the other party is like, well, do you mind if I close the meeting in prayer? And you lay so much out. I mean, I've been in business since I was 23. I mean, I ran a publicly listed company. Never have I experienced anything like this. And even if things don't come to fruition, at least it was all done in under God's eye and with him in mind.
And it's all according to his will. So whatever is going to happen, it's according to his
which
will.
But it all comes back to Damonette's question. You know, what part of Jesus not Lord over in your life?
Yeah.
He is. He's a part of that. I'm just blown away. But these are like serious people, serious business people. Not like some run-of-the-mill kooks. You know, I'm having real meetings here.
No, and it's
and
amazing.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing what God is putting in your path. Yeah. It's amazing. And I prayed for you this morning. I prayed about it.
Thank you.
Of course I did.
I pray for you every morning, of course.
More days than that. I know.
Please, God. Here's my prayer language. Please, God.
You really have it so bad.
No, okay. Not at all. Okay. No, I just, when you're out of sorts, I'm out of sorts. And I'm pretty sure it's vice versa. When I'm out of sorts, you're always concerned. Like, you want to call in the National Guard.
I know.
My husband is, what's wrong? What? You're never out of sorts. What's going on? What's happening?
I've been a little stressed trying to get everything together.
I know.
You know, and Naomi, who is such a doll. So she sent me a message, and I said, boy, the details are dragging on me now. This is like planning a wedding, and I'm the bride and the wedding planner. She goes, let me know anything I can do to help. She goes, remember, the details aren't the point. The point is glorifying Jesus.
Yes.
So don't allow all of the details to steal any joy. Anything that's of Jesus will bring peace and joy, even in the planning details.
Amen.
Choose peace, choose joy, and get rid of anything else. And
amen.
I said, I really needed that. Thank you. Yeah.
Can I say it? Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
So speaking of getting our buckets filled.
Yes.
We saw an amazing movie last Saturday
we
with
did.
Pastor Jimmy and Annette.
They are
our movie buddies.
And they
are not allowed to go to movies with anybody else but us.
That's correct.
That's the rule.
And I mean, I'm not only am I eating moldy meatballs, I'm going to movie theaters. I told Dvorak, I said, I went to see a movie. He's like, what?
I know.
So, yes.
I know, because you would never go with me. You're like, I'd rather watch it at home. That's how you
could
talk.
Could you do the voice a little better? I'm like, that's more like, there you go.
And I'm like,
that's
take me out on a date. Take me to a movie. And you go, no.
I took you to movie on our third date. Pouah, c'est soi. Was enough. Done. Dark room, making out. All right, movie. Great. You know, I remember the movie was the old bag with the big glasses.
The only movie in 2015 that we went to. But oh no, pretty now much. All of a sudden I'm like, Pastor Jimmy and Annette want us to go to the movies. Okay. You got your shoes on and you grabbed your car keys.
Actually, I said, oh man, I'm never going to get a Boostagram ball done. That's what I said. And you went, well, I could have not made it. I said, no. This isn't, I love going there.
It's our tradition. We go with them.
We drive down to their house. We hang out for 20 minutes. We play with Chevy. By the way, I used to hear
he was in Mr. the newsletter. Chevy.
And he was in the newsletter, back on their show, Living Up in a Down World.
He didn't get canceled.
No, he didn't say much. He didn't make much noise, but he was definitely there. I need to mic him. And then Pastor Jimmy will always drive. I like that. Yeah, you drive.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's always the same. Like, they've got all the tickets. We do the dinner.
Yeah.
And it's perfect. And this was Unsung Hero.
Oh, and it's the true story of For King and Country, the Christian.
And Rebecca St. James.
Well, Rebecca St. James is one of the children in in the family.
Yes.
But For King and Country, it's
her brothers.
Yes, it's her. That's her brothers who are the band. But she's a Christian. But she had
a huge monster album in the early 90s.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, we don't know that, but
that's what the movie said.
Well, Pastor Jimmy said, "Oh no, that album. God was off the chart. Yeah, it was literally off the charts.
It was named God. The album.
The title of the album was God.
Oh, I have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was. It's a lovely movie, and
it's a true story.
It was. Yeah, and it speaks to. It was perfect right before Mother's Day because it's about.
It's a Mother's Day story.
The central figure is the mom who really holds that family together. And
it's a music business story because the father is a concert promoter in Australia, and they go through a recession there. He loses everything. They take a chance, go to Nashville. The thing that's crazy for me throughout the whole movie, the father is James Cridlin.
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah,
and James Cridlin is also in Australia.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is James Cridlin.
He looks like that, huh?
So if anyone wants, James Cridlin writes Pod News, and he's kind of like the town crier of podcasting and podcasting 2.0. It was just weird for me.
Yeah.
But the movie was spectacular. I cried. Jimmy and I are crying.
I cried too.
Taking off our glasses.
With all those Christmas gifts. It was burbling too.
It was amazing.
It was good.
I love the seats at that theater. Is it an AMC theater?
I don't know.
I love those seats. Yeah, the seats reclining seats.
Yeah. You had your double pretzel. Double fisting pretzels.
I shared my pretzels.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had a fantastic, actually, I'd say the dinner was an 8.5 at the restaurant.
Yeah. The food was good. The service was a little slow.
They were a little nuts that day, but still I had a filet mignon and I'm like, sorry, man. K&C cattle. You can't beat it.
You know what was
good,
though? You
just can't beat it.
Your martini was on point.
And it was huge.
Everybody
had a sip and are still like, this is a big martini. Yeah.
Excuse me. Yeah, it was good. It was just nice. It's nice. I love hanging out with them.
That was the point.
And we're going to Caleb. Next week, we leave for Caleb. Yes, so we'll be with them for 4 days.
Taking a whole show off. Sunday off. I'm very excited.
No, thank you.
And we're going to see the Mercy Me boys.
Yes. Yeah.
So, that is going to be good. We'll have a lot to talk about when we get back.
Yes, we will. We have a lot.
I have a number of emails that have come in.
Yes,
that we need to discuss. Too. Now, do you have the one from Ashley, what we were supposed to not look at before the show?
I have it. Yes. Do you want me to read it?
Yes, I do. Well, I don't know if you want to read the whole thing.
I haven't even looked at it. I promised I wouldn't look at it.
Okay. I'm looking at it now. Why don't you take a look at the pictures? Because you will see. So she went down to Florida. Sir, by his grace, David Wicker hooked him up with Miles.
Who's Miles?
Air Miles.
Oh.
Flew them in.
Really?
To go to his church, 1122, down there in, is it Miami? No.
He's in Florida. Fort Lauderdale. Gosh, she got baptized.
Not just her, but also her daughter, Katya, in the ocean. And she says, Now I can officially call you my brother and sister. Tina and Adam, you two are helping to change hearts and minds every day. I have so many people to thank for the person I'm becoming, but I suppose it mostly goes to Jesus. Thank you for all the trials. Without them, I wouldn't be here. Isn't that beautiful?
Oh my gosh. She told me, she said, promise me you won't read the note. And I said, okay, I promise you. So, makes me cry.
So here it is. Little backstory. Tina will recall I confided in her recently regarding a difficult spirit of the age conversation I was having with a friend. I shared with Tina a screenshot of the chat. She pointed out something I'd said to this friend. I told this gal that I was not yet a disciple of Christ, but was learning more about it so I could best make my own decision about my path. Tina said to me, Ashley, you're a disciple of Christ, and that's proven by this interaction. Shortly after this, within an hour maybe, I was talking with Ben, her husband, about the situation with said gal. I read to him some of the back and forth, and he too picked up on the same thing Tina did. He almost said verbatim the same thing about my actions, saying otherwise that I'm a disciple of Christ. She said, I thought I would hit a sort of rock bottom when it came to the decision to ask Christ into my life, but it only took two people on the same day pointing out something so obvious to them, yet not so obvious to me.
Oh my God.
And then enter David Wicker, sir, by his grace.
Oh my God.
And so they were having a beach baptism with this church, the Church of 1122, 1122. And he was so excited. He offers frequent flyer miles for us to make the trip down.
Oh my gosh.
How about that?
Oh,
isn't that great?
Oh my God, it makes me cry.
Welcome to the kingdom, sister.
Oh yes, Ashley, my sister in Christ. Oh my gosh, beautiful. I am. My heart is so full for all of you. That's beautiful. I'm just,
and the pictures are great. Oh my gosh, I love those pictures.
No wonder she didn't want me to read.
Tina really is crying. I can attest to that.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Oh, I just love that. Oh,
Robert sent us a note.
Robert,
Adam. You can continue to make the case you are a Gen Xer based on your experience growing up. School, first job, not in North America. Europe being more liberal than North America means that generation changes were happening faster. Or your European experience could introduce enough confusion into the argument, which would be difficult to counter. That and the MTV thing. He's from March 1964. He says, I don't feel like a boomer either.
Welcome. You are a boomer.
Gen Xers unite.
You are a boomer.
I'm not a boomer.
I wanted to. I wanted to also just read a little bit of Jessica. Jessica sent us an email as well, and she and I are connected on Instagram too. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but she said, "I just wanted to send a word of encouragement. The journey that you have both been on over the last year, plus that you shared with all of us, is such a blessing. You may think that you're waiting for your prayer language that you were talking about in the last episode that I listened to, but I wonder if you might consider that your openness as you grow in your relationship with God might be it."
You know, several people emailed about that. I just want people to know, we don't feel pressured.
No, not at all.
No, I mean, it's some people are like, don't be pressured. No. We don't feel pressured at all. Not at all. We're just happy to share where we're at.
So. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
We appreciate all these notes.
But her email was so lovely too.
It's beautiful.
So thank you, Jessica. And I will respond to you. But yeah, that was, I know.
I have a make good.
Oh.
Yeah, I screwed this one up. Do you remember Eric Hilbert donated $50 on the last show? We couldn't find a note.
Oh, yes.
There was a note.
Oh.
And of course, it was for his wife, Sarah's birthday,
which
was on May 9th. I know. I sent him a note right away. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, man, it's okay. The fact that you even responded said, anyway, I'll read the note because I'm really sorry we missed that. By the way, if you want to make sure something happens around this place, Tina@curry.com. Tina@curry.com.
CC me too.
Tina@curry.com.
I run a tight ship around here. All he does is push buttons.
There you go.
In the evening.
Sarah is having a birthday tomorrow. That would have been May 9th. And I, Eric, wanted to donate to wish her a great one. Sarah, I love you to the Israeli moon base and back.
Oh.
I can't wait to watch some TV and count the number of pharmaceutical ads with you. My wife, Sarah, and I love the show. I was able to hit Sarah in the mouth during the COVID nonsense. And now No Agenda and Curry and the Keeper is a weekly listen for both of us.
Yay.
So, and they sound like
happy birthday, Sarah.
We love listening to your faith journey. We both met at Christian college and have actively engaged in our faith throughout our adult life, but it's been wonderful to experience your faith journey from the beginning. It has reminded us that we are all the more blessed for having Christ in our life throughout most of our life, and that our joy and our faith is renewed daily. As Hoosiers, we appreciate pulling our own weeds.
Oh, I don't get any help around here. I don't get any help around here.
Who's your weed pullers?
Who's your weed pullers?
Ken from the Hickory Forge.
Yes. Ken is the one that made the chessboard.
I know. Mm-hmm. He says, regarding Tina's wreck, he says he's happy to make one for you. Well, get your mind out of the gutter. He's happy to, just draw a picture, I'll make it for you.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of love going on here in the email box today. Wow,
that's really nice.
And then we might as well do this note from Stacy.
Stacy?
Hey there, Adam. My best friend is one of your biggest fans. Ooh. He hit me in the mouth about 2 years ago when I started the very slow donation plan to Damehood. That's for no agenda. But yeah, he's a knight and his birthday is coming up May 17th. He's turning 57. He is a huge fan and listens to Curry and the Keeper. And his dog's name is also Phoebe.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Tina.
Circumference, John Jensen. His birthday is May 17th.
Oh, John, yes.
Of course.
Of course we know John.
Of course. So we wanted to wish him a very happy birthday on behalf of Stacy.
Oh.
So yes. And I also sent it off to the back office so he'd be on the no agenda list as
excellent. Excellent. May 17th. That is on Friday.
I feel like we've caught up now. We've done everything we needed to do.
Are you sure? All T's are crossed and I's are dotted?
Everything's good. If you're ready for your God shot.
I'm ready.
Wow. Here we go, everybody. Tina's through the tunnel. Gunshot time. Gunshot.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. So I had a little something happen.
Deep breath.
I always like sharing these little things that happen because I hope that it like inspires or affects somebody else so that they can look at it themselves in their own life. So, you know, I think everybody struggles with forgiveness. I think we think that we forgive, but yet when we keep bringing it up, it like, you know, and it still affects us. I mean, our intention is to give it to God. And I think that's always my intention. And sometimes it's still, I can still feel it. So I'm working on that. I'm working on when I want to forgive somebody, just truly giving it to God and not reacting. So I heard from somebody on Mother's Day, from somebody that I don't really correspond with anymore because this person really, really hurt me. And I struggled with responding because I realized that because I struggled, I didn't really fully forgiven this person. And so, I didn't know what to do. And I had asked you like, what should I do? And you said, just don't respond. And so I ended up wishing this person happy Mother's Day again, and it opened the door, and this person then texted me again. And I'm thinking, I really want to keep this boundary intact. I really don't want to go past this boundary. And so I was like, I'm not settled with this. And so I went into my prayer room, which I love my prayer room. I find if you don't have a prayer war room, I'm telling you, build yourself one, create, if it's in a closet under the stairs, whatever, because I walk in that room and it's so peaceful for me. So I walked in there and I'm doing my morning prayers and I'm praying to God, like, please just give me guidance on, you know, I know that I'm struggling with this. And I heard loud and clear.
Come on.
Go read James. That's what I heard.
Really?
Go read James.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I go to my Bible.
That's quite the message. Yes. You've always been saying, like, I never hear anything. You heard this.
I hear God. Good. I hear God for sure.
Okay.
For sure. I have several things. And so I'm looking at the titles in James, and I come to James chapter 4, verse 12, which is, there is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
And so it made me stop in my tracks. And I'm like, okay. So when I'm ready to be critical of somebody or be, you know, just not nice or judgy, I have to remember God's law of love and say something positive and encouraging instead. And even if it's something, a difficult truth, which will come sometime it has to come from God's law of love. And so that was the message. And that really settled my heart with it. It really settled my heart with that interaction.
And so you responded to this person after that?
Yes, I did. Good. I said, I'm doing very well. And that was it.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's...
Oh, man. So now, did you hear James 4 or just hear Go Read James?
No, I just heard Go Read James.
And you just looked and then that popped up. Wow.
And you know, James is one of my favorite books.
Sure.
Yeah.
One of mine too.
Yeah. But he reminded me. Don't be the judge.
Did he wag his finger like that?
No. I'm wagging my finger at Adam. Yeah.
That's beautiful. So, I love that.
When you get to that point, when you feel like you're criticizing somebody
go read James 4.
And think of something positive or encouraging before you open your mouth, even if you have to speak a difficult truth. Like,
what was that story? A while back, I mean, we might even discuss it on the show. There was a pastor in England, or maybe he was a bishop even, and he had to forgive someone who walked into his church one day. Remember, it was a sermon. He even talked about
it. Yes, I can't remember his name, and it's initials, not TJ I don't remember.
I'll look that one up.
RT.
I can hear Pastor Jimmy and Damon yelling at the podcast
right now. RT Trundle. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
In that sermon, he said, when you truly give it to God and you forgive someone, you don't talk about it anymore. You just don't talk about it.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's a gift we all have. It's not easy because I think we want to hold on to our fleshly behavior all the time. So now I think about that, all these things that these lessons that this wisdom, this humility that God's pouring into me is transforming me.
Do you write these down? These
I do.
Shots?
I've got my prayer journal.
Okay.
Good. I write. Yeah.
Good.
And they're all
in my notes. Every morning we're both journaling and writing stuff down. Yeah. I love that so much.
Yeah.
I love
going into my prayer room. I need a rug.
So when I go walk Phoebe, that's when you retreat into your prayer room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm out there praying with Phoebe on the street.
So I'm doing this 31 day
prayer street.
I'm doing this 31 day devotional that my friend Dawn gave me on the blood of Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's the book. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And then I do my daily devotional with Karen, and then I do my Bible study, and then I read the Bible.
I'm busy.
So, I wanted to mention though, tonight, we made burgers for Boone, my boyfriend. Boone, my boyfriend, and Bella.
Yes, we did. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so we made dinner for my friend Karen and her twins. Her husband is out of town. And so we made little mini sliders.
Excuse me. I made the burgers.
I shaped them. You cooked them.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for cooking them.
You're like... Cook them a little more than usual. Wait, kids don't like medium rare? You're like, no, kids don't like medium rare. Okay.
So we went over there and I'm on the floor playing with both of them. Mm-hmm. Like, and Bella just warmed up to me. Tina.
And then Oliver, the dog, is going nuts. I said, let the dog out. And I just held on to this dog. The dog is old. He's 13. He's nervous. And it's just so much going. I just held on and he went quiet. Did you notice that?
Yeah, because you were.
He went quiet. I said, it's okay, Oliver.
You were like the dog whisperer.
I was totally dog whispering to this thing. Yeah. Like, it's okay, Oliver. Yeah. Okay, calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the kids, they love Tina.
I told Karen, I love your kids.
Yeah, yeah. Especially because we could leave and they stayed there. Exactly.
Now it's time to hear from Nicole.
We love kids on stage, kids that stay with their parents. It's perfect.
We got to hear from those cocksuckers now.
Hello, cocksuckers.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the cocksuckers.
Value for Value is the name of the game. It's the way of the future for all podcasts. If you want to learn more, actually, there's a website that I built. value4value.info if you want to learn about it. You can support us in many ways. Just send some value back for the show that we provide to you free of charge. Just, we love doing it. If you want to send something back, we love that too. Go to CoreanTheKeeper.com. We have a donation page. Also, sign up for the newsletter. It's hilarious. It always makes fun of me. So it's good reading. Right off the bat, we have a note.
Oh.
With a $6.006 donation, $60.06 from John Taylor.
Yes.
If you remember.
Yes.
John's wife was having a
breast reduction.
Breast reduction surgery. And he emailed us about it and sent two donations. And he says, the operation was successful. My wife is recovering nicely. Prayers answered, I would say. Of course, now she's wondering if she went too small.
You after, can always get cutlets.
After, after 20 years of living with boob rashes and back problems, I don't think so. Aww. Cerveza of the backside of Pikes Peak and Playa del Carmen. We are happy everything
went
well.
We are happy. Well. We're very, very 6006 happy. Is small boobs.
Small boobs, yes.
Thank you. Thank you. So, we're so happy to hear that everything went well.
And they will, and they always grow a little somehow.
How do you know that? You don't know that. You don't.
Okay. I don't know anything. I know nothing.
They grow back.
Yeah. I didn't say they grow back. They grow a little. They come into their own.
They fluff.
They fluff up a bit. They do. Trust me. So it's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Capital F. Okay. 3333 from Ashley Slater. That's her. That's not a monthly. Is that a monthly?
No. Mm-hmm.
That was of course, for accompanying her note. But we couldn't wait until the cork soaker segment to thank her
for that. That was so sweet.
Then we got 10,000 sats from Ryan Tierney. And he says, praying God continues to bless your marriage as you renew your vows before him.
Oh, thank you.
Prayer emoji. Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate that. Thank you. KT Chopper with KT's regular $5.44 donation.
33 cents.
33. I don't know why. It's for some reason I hit two fours. 33 cents. Stravis with 33.33. Great show. Tina should try the Pour Over newsletter as her Twitter replacement.
I subscribe to it.
Oh, you do? You go. They are a Christ first news source,
yes.
thepourover.org. How'd you know? How'd you hear about that?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even.
How about that? I'd never heard of this.
Oh, yeah. I turned all the my Bible study girlfriends onto it. Huh. And basically gives a little snippet. It's not long. It's maybe.
Well, maybe I should subscribe to that, too. It's
a quick read. And mm-hmm. then they have scripture so you can pray about what's happening in the news. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Thepourover.org.
P-O-U-R.
Thepourover.org. Thanks, yes. Travis. Good yes. one.
Yeah.
Also 3333 from C-Dubs. And C-Dubs says, boomer adjacent, whatever. Thank you, C-Dubs. And Sir Brian with an I, 1234. He says, first and foremost, happy anniversary on the first date.
Oh.
Did you tell him?
I don't know.
I guess it worked out.
Look at you. You're like, did you tell him?
I mean, you tell him too much. He says, I guess it worked out thanks to the player handbook PDF file. See, he's going to have all that in the best of show. It'll be in the best of show.
That's the thing. That's how he knows all the background.
Because he went through the whole show
and listened to it. Then he knows our whole life.
Hilarious. As I work on the best of episode for mid-June, I have literally been crying and laughing. If you didn't start at episode one, go back and start there. He says, these episodes are timeless. I know that you cork soakers have watched all seasons of The Office like 5 times. Excited for y'all to hear the clips I'm gathering. The Currys are hilarious. But you knew that already. In the evening, he says.
In the evening!
Thank you, Brian. That's it. Thank you very much to our cork soakers for supporting us once again. No decantings today. No,
okay.
No one new, but all familiar faces. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Curryingthekeeper.com to learn more about supporting us. We also have a P.O. box. We love getting stuff in the mail.
It's usually empty these days.
It's pretty empty.
Yeah.
We
There's do. Dust in it. We go.
It's very dusty.
We blow out the dust. Or wrong mail.
But we love cards, letters, anything.
Emails. We love emails.
Tina@curry.com, yeah. Adam@curry.com. Yeah. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
We do.
Is
we
it
do.
That time?
Yes.
There we go. I'm worried. The question of the week. It's kind of like when Tina gets a probe into my mind, asks me questions.
I'm getting to know you even more.
Well, yeah, this is the stuff that you never knew.
Nope.
It is the question. Question of the week. Has anyone sent one in that was usable yet? Or
I have two in the queue. Two in the queue.
So the answer is no, yours are better.
No, yeah. I have two in the queue.
two in the queue. Okay.
What habit do you wish you could break?
What habit?
Do you wish
do
you could
I
break?
Wish I could break? Do I wish I could break? Oh, man. I mean, I don't know if it's really a, I mean, define habit.
Oh, come on.
It's not my vaping, if that's what you want to hear. I love my vaping. That's that,
I don't, that, I don't, that's I do habit. Not that's have any idea what you were going to say. Define well, habit.
It's more like a behavior I'd like.
Okay.
It's like.
Same with me.
When you're upset, I wish I didn't immediately think it's something that I did.
Oh.
Because it terrifies me.
Oh,
I get over it, but that's something.
Even when I say, Adam, it's nothing you did.
No, when you say that, you reassure me, then I always feel good. I always think, what did I do? Oh, no. Have I done something? And just that's a habit I wish I could break.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
No, it's not your fault. Did I do something wrong to make you say that? that's what I can come up with right now. Okay. How about you, darling?
Okay.
Here we go.
I wish.
Here we go.
Oh, this drives me crazy that I do this.
Oh, okay.
I always forget if I close the garage door, and I always back up down the street to look at the garage door. You don't know how many times I've done that.
Well, I do know how many times you've texted me and said, can you check the garage?
Oh, but you don't know how many times that I've pulled out. Yeah. Driven halfway down the street, and I put it in reverse and go all the way back to look.
And I will tell you, in episode maybe 5, maybe 10, one of our dear producers sent us a garage door definite closer.
Oh, yes.
And
Did you try to make it work?
Well, I tried, and that's when I was trying to program it, and then all of a sudden our kitchen door opened up and it screwed up everything. So I've kind of been wary. That's something I'd have to sit down and really try again, because we have a bay door that opens up to the kitchen, which is really sexy, by the way. Mm-hmm. It opens up to the porch. It's like, and it's literally
from the kitchen. Yeah.
It's literally a garage door.
It's a glass garage door.
And somehow if I'm in my car and I open your side of the garage and that thing opens, it's like, it's all messed
then
up.
Then the whole house is open. Yeah.
I've been a little worried about that,
okay,
but I still have the unit. And I now commit myself to figuring this whole thing out, to installing that, because that will forever help you break that habit, because you will know, even if you left it open, after 2 minutes, it will close itself automatically.
You don't know how many times I back up. I back all the way up to look to see if that garage door is closed. It drives me crazy.
How is that possible? I mean, I literally watch you close the door sometimes. I'll be waving. Do you see me wave?
No, of course I know but there are many times when yes.
Are you just thinking about your drive already? You're completely absent. Do you actually watch the road when you drive?
I got mental problems.
No, but okay. But how about the garage door? I mean, the mental problems, we know. It's okay, babe.
Well, you know, I have a new addiction now too.
Oh.
On Instagram. I'm watching people. It's the ASMR videos. Where the people are crunching things in their hands.
You're right. This is a mental illness.
I came ASMR, across these videos.
ASMR.
Where they're crunching stuff. Like they take these like.
I'll do some ASMR.
No.
Stuff like that.
No. It's like they make these things. I don't know. Like out of.
Here. Watch.
Yes.
Does that satisfy you?
No.
Am I turning you on? What is it? That's creepy. It's a creepy thing.
It's weird. She grabs these things and she just destroys them in her hand and they turn to powder.
Do you like bubble wrap popping?
And I'm like, no. I started watching it. I sent it to my sister and I'm like, this is my new addiction, ASMR videos.
Yeah.
I need to get off Instagram too.
Hey, I'm looking forward to renewing our vows on
Sunday.
Oh, baby,
me too. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mrs. Curry.
Yes.
Vineyard Nation! In the evening!
With Curry and the Keeper. Yeah, Curry and the Keeper.